Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. This is Morning Edition on WHYY. The legacy of this region's indigenous Lenape people is all around us, in place names and colonial history. Yet Pennsylvania does not officially acknowledge the Lenape today, and the descendants of those who were forced to leave centuries ago yearn for a return home. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports.
The Lenape, whose name means the real people, lived in parts of New York, eastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and the coast of Delaware for thousands of years. Curtis Zuniga is an enrolled member and cultural director of the Delaware Tribe of Indians in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, one of the three federally recognized tribes of the Lenape in the United States. Because of colonization's violent tendencies in America, none of those tribes is currently located in the ancestral homeland, Zuniga says.
It is a history of deprivations, of swindles, of murders, of dishonorable behavior by the Dutch, by the British, and later by the Americans. We have been away from our homeland since that time, and yet we have persevered and managed to reorganize and reassemble ourselves.
First encounters with Europeans came in the 17th century, when the Dutch, Swedes, and British arrived in the mid-Atlantic region. Relations with the Pennsylvania colonists soured after a series of unfair deals with William Penn's sons forced the Lenape to give up their land and leave in 1741. Today, the two other federally recognized Lenape tribes are the Delaware Nation, which also calls Oklahoma home, and the Stockbridge-Munsee community in Wisconsin. Four other Lenape communities have received state recognition in Delaware and New Jersey. But Pennsylvania is one of only a few eastern states that doesn't recognize any native tribes. And that's not because the Lenape have completely vanished. Adam Waterbear DePaul is a tribal council member and storykeeper for the Lenape Nation of Pennsylvania. He says that while federal recognition may be impossible to attain, the group is currently seeking state recognition.
We currently have a state recognition committee. I'm actually on the committee. And we are approaching the state right now and hoping that they will agree to acknowledge us.
In its outreach efforts, the Lenape Nation of Pennsylvania has been active in planning events that keep the local legacy alive, DePaul says.
Next year, we have a very large event, probably our biggest event that we do every 4 years, the Rising Nation River Journey. Basically, it's a 3 to 4 week journey. We paddle down the Delaware River, and we have treaty signings and hold events with community partners who are interested in acknowledging the Lenape.
Zuniga believes a connection can be drawn from U.S. colonialism's violent history and the problems facing U.S. society today.
Colonialism brought a great deal of racism, and racism brought white, European, male-centric power and dominion over the lands of the people. And the residual effects of some of that early colonialism are still felt today when you wonder why people are having huge crowds filling the streets, protesting things like police killing, you know, black people in the street.
Zuniga says he just wants the Lenape to have a seat at the table of community power once again in this region.
We are still here. And we have something valuable to bring to the table. We just want to be welcome back.
In a statement to WHYY News, a spokesperson for Governor Tom Wolf said that the state legislature would need to pass a bill recognizing the Lenape, and that if such a bill reached Wolf's desk, he would give it, quote, serious consideration. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.